No, I'm not going to apologize because I was on the ground. I saw exactly what was going on.
How were we, Mr. Steenhuisen? And this is exactly why, and this is exactly why we saw what we saw, Mr. Steenhuisen, is a divided community along racial lines. And it was Francois Rogers, your KZN leader, who said the ANC is being opportunistic by using race. Why does the DA hate dealing with race when race is something that's fundamental to our society?
We're confronting the racism. We're confronting the racism by calling out the stereotyping that was done by the ANC and its leadership in Phoenix. All they've done...
So there are no racial undertones with what happened in Phoenix. Let's be very specific here.
I'm saying to you that it is wrong. There were absolutely racial incidents in Phoenix. Absolutely. But you don't take a paintbrush and then paint the entire community of Phoenix as bloodthirsty, racist Indians as the ANC have done. There were heroic people in that community who stood up and protected the elderly. They protected young children. They protected businesses. In the face of a government that completely lost control of the situation because they cannot even get the basics like policing right, just as they can't get the basics of water right here in Gauteng.
But Mr. Steenhuisen, as you say, there were, in fact, you know that there was no looting that happened in Phoenix. Most of the people that were killed in Phoenix were people who were passing by of African descent by nature. And there was also racial undertones, which are real. As Zianda is saying, we were also on the ground. There were people that were killed for no reason. What do you say about those? And as a politician, you should know that perceptions mean a lot. What do you think the families of those that lost their loved ones are going to say when they see up those posters where you say people that killed their loved ones are heroes?
I didn't say the people who killed loved ones are heroes. Do not put words in my mouth. I said quite fundamentally that those people who upheld the rule of law and respected justice and protected their communities lawfully during the time are heroes. Anyone who broke the law is no hero of mine. I'm a firm believer in the rule of law, in constitutionalism, and standing up for the right thing to do.